Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, because God has been so good to us, because of this worldwide ministry and platform is growing, I'm asking all listeners, especially first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, where we bring forth the Word of God on tonight. So make sure you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's Word together again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise that you so well deserve. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for this is another day that you have made. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross, for the shedding of his blood, for the remission of our sins, that mankind can be saved through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, because we know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders, even unto tonight. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We continue to lift up Pastor Kenneth E. Harris and his daughters, and that entire Harris family, the Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church family, and the loss of First Lady Ruthie Harris. We continue to bless her memory and spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would move by your spirit, comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land as long as you can. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your spirit, that as your word goes forth, that it will go forth with power over the airwaves on tonight, that souls will be saved on tonight, that those that are spiritually blind, their scripture eyes will become open, and they too will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins. And they will be able to ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us on tonight. We thank you again, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control and there is none like you in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God sees and responds to our faith. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God sees and respond to our faith. So it takes faith to please God. God sees our faith. And our faith is when it's put in action, God sees it and he will respond to it. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth God's word on tonight. We was having a little technical difficulties at the beginning of the program on tonight before we started a little late. And I'm hoping that Pastor Norman King can hear me and that he will dial right on in, because I'm not going to do a music break on tonight because of the time restraint. So I'm going to pray that he dials right into the show so he can deliver God's word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, we are standing by waiting for you to dial into the show on tonight. Matter of fact, if you all, the listeners, if you don't mind, if you would stand by, I know that he's normally be working, but I'm going to do something real quick here. I'm going to try to reach Pastor Norman King and remind him and let him know that he can go ahead and dial into the show right now, because we are on live. We are standing by waiting for him to dial in. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to come forth and deliver God's word on tonight. Please bear with me. And you know, the enemy is always at work, especially when he knows that the word of God is about to go forth. The enemy always tried to throw in the monkey wrench to try to stop God's program from going forward. But he cannot stop God's program from going forward. So that's what I love about God, that he's in total control. Even though the enemy thinks he is in control, we know that God, our Heavenly Father, is in total control at all times. So, again, I'm asking the listeners, if you please bear with me, I'm trying to get Pastor Norman King on the phone again. We were just talking before we went live on the air. And I do know that he is normally working, but he did say that he would bring forth the word on tonight. So I'm praying that you will bear with us on tonight, as my phone is trying to act up on me again tonight. I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus.
so that I would be able to get through to Pastor Norman King, because I know he's standing by ready to deliver God's word on tonight, because God has a word for his people. He knows who's going to be listening, and God already knows what we all stand in need of. I'm still trying to get through to Pastor Norman King, and my live on the air on my computer is acting up also, so I cannot play a music break song. In the meantime, while I'm trying to get a hold of Pastor Norman King, please pray with me that we do get through to him on tonight. Pastor King, if you can hear me, please dial back into the show. I just had to redial back in myself. We're praying. We have the listening audience praying because we know there's nobody but the enemy. Pastor King, can you hear me now?
I can.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, the word of God is true. It says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Pastor Norman King, we're going to ask you to, I'm not going to do a music break because we know that the enemy tried to block this word from going forth on tonight, but we know that he has limited power and God has all power. So we're going to ask you if you could go and direct into God's word right now. And I thank you, listeners, for standing by and being patient with us. We do now have Pastor Norman King on the air and live. He's getting ready to go directly to God's word. So now I give the mic to you, Pastor Norman King.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are humbly grateful for thy abiding presence in this place. We thank you for the opportunity which you have privileged us to be able to be here tonight by your grace and your mercy. That we just pray, Father God, that someone who's out there listening, Father God, will receive the word that's for them. And we pray, Father God, at this time that I may be decreased and that you increase. And we thank you and ask all these prayers and bless in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, amen, we're going to be looking in about three scriptures to title this message from. And the first one is Proverbs 14:12, one of my favorites. Proverbs 14:12, King James. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I'm going to read this in a Message translation along with this one here. Same scripture from the Message Bible says this way: there's a way of life that looks harmless enough. Look again, it leads straight to hell. That's just being blunt right there. Next verse, John 14:6, King James. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And John 15:5, it says, according to King James, John 15:5, Jesus speaking again. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. And my sermon topic tonight, message, is there is a strong God available. Amen. There's a strong God. Now, it's a song I'm play at the end by Kirk Franklin called Strong God. But I want to talk tonight and use these scriptures as my basis. Amen. In other words, Proverbs 14:12, it says there's a way that seemeth right. Okay? And I call that the thought way. The thought way with a natural mind is that our way that we chose, amen, before we who are in Christ, before we accepted Christ, we had a way that we thought was right. Amen. So I call it the thought way. And that way, apart from Christ, leads to hell. Come on, huh? Now, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, and no one go to the Father but by me. I call that, that's the way, y'all. Period. That's the way. Amen. It's not the thought way. This is the way. Amen. Now, Jesus also said in John 15:5, I call that nothing without Jesus, because Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Come on, church. Amen. So we have to understand that there is a strong God available unto us if we choose. Amen. And when we say we choose him, meaning that if we accept him, let me say it that way. If we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, that gets us in. It's called salvation, amen, because another verse tells you that you didn't choose him, he chose you, so I had to change the wording, y'all, amen, because before we sit in our mother's womb, he had a plan for our lives, amen, but stay to my point tonight, amen. So I want to really stress tonight in this message, in this little while I got, that there is a strong God that's available. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not a mediocre God. He's not the God with the little g. There are some gods that has the little g, but not our mighty God, not our awesome God. Our awesome God is the mighty God. He's the G with the big G. Come on, y'all. He's our God, our heavenly Father. Amen. So as I want to use a story. Amen. I say story, but it's some scriptures, amen, that kind of point us to this topic and the reason why the Spirit of God, I obeyed the Holy Spirit to get these verses I read to you. And I want to go ahead and read this verse as well. Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. And this will come from God's Word translation. Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. This is what it says. This is the speech Moses gave in the desert east of the Jordan River on the plains near Sump between Paran and Tophel and near Lebanon. Hazeroth and Dahab, he spoke to all the Israelites. That's verse 1. Now, verse 2 says, it takes 11 days to go from Mount Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by way of Mount Seir. On the first day of the 11th month in the 40th year after they left Egypt, Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him to tell them. Now, you see, this tells us that the 40 years that the children of Israel spent in the wilderness, if they had obeyed God, it was only supposed to have took them 11 days. Amen? Well, see, when you are seeking, come on, huh, the God with the little g, come on, huh, and when you get so embedded, amen, in your way, Proverbs 14:12, that seems right, amen, then you stay out in the wilderness way too long. Are you hearing me? Amen. So I want to bring this thing home tonight, that you know that there's a way, as old folks say, that's mighty sweet, huh? And they even went to far and say, just lay your burdens right at his feet. Come on. He knows the way. He knows the road. Come on. But I want to just say tonight that there's a strong God available. Amen. There's a strong God that's available to you and to me. Amen. I love him. I accept him. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I come to say this, cause to stir to somebody tonight, let you know, amen. In Proverbs 14:12, if you still in that category, go drop that and turn and go to John 14:6. Then I say the word turn. I want to share something else with you tonight. Amen. Bear with me. Okay. In Deuteronomy, the first chapter, it's the New Living Translation. It says in first chapter, verse 6 and verse 7, I'm going to read it. 6 says, when we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, you have stayed at this mountain long enough. Some of you has been where you're at too long. You're still in the wilderness. Amen. I'm going to keep reading. Amen. Verse 7 says, it's time to break camp and move on. See, quit chasing the little God, and you, it's going to fix your mind to think he's the big God, but he's not, because the big God is the mighty God. Amen. He's a way maker. Amen. He's a deliverer. He's a all. I can't even say all what he is. Amen. I want to say to somebody tonight that there is a strong God available. There are a lot of things going on in the world right now. We know to be true. Amen. And a lot of good things are happening. There are a lot of bad things are happening. There are some motives, amen, that are good motives, but the execution of how they're going forth is not the right way. You know why? Because it's Proverbs 14:12, a way to seem it right. But it needs to be John 14:6. Amen. And that's Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to seek Jesus in all things. Amen. No matter, listen, it doesn't matter what we're going through. But yes, it do matter. Let me say it right here. It matter. It do matter. But listen, what really matters at the core of it all is who you serve, who you acknowledge, who you trust, who you depend on. We got to trust God. We got to trust in God and know that Jesus has paid the price for all of you and me. Amen. There is, if you don't know the Lord, you need to accept him tonight, amen, as your personal Lord and Savior. Salvation is before you right now. We have to accept Jesus. But let me back up. Amen. There's a way. That is the thought way. I told you the thought way. Some people outside the body of Christ, mentally, amen, spiritually, outside the body of Christ, is Proverbs 14:12. A way that seems right. This way it's always been. This is the way my daddy did it. My mama did it. It's four and five generations. Let me tell you something. The children of Israel, God wiped that first generation out because they disobeyed God. They stay in the wilderness, and there they birth some children who come up, and some of them was too young to know, but some of them was old enough to see some things that had happened. Amen. But now God says, now it's time to start afresh. Amen. Now that we got some young generation, even right now, before us, right now, that's doing some things. Amen. My encouragement to you, my brother and sister, in Christ, know the Lord, amen, is stand your ground. Put forth the word of God out there, amen. Cause the Holy Ghost stirred, amen. Amen. There's a right way of doing things. There's a wrong way of doing things. There's a way that seems right, and there's a way through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. In John 15:5, Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Amen. So let's be in position. Amen. Let's get off our rumps. Hallelujah. And let's put the Holy Spirit through you what's been ordained by God. Amen. There is a strong God available. And God, listen to this. Psalms tells us that if we delight ourselves in him, he shall give us the desires of our heart. Amen. So what I'm saying tonight, I know you're going through. A lot is happening. A lot of people being killed. Amen. You know what the nation is experiencing right now? Not just nation, but the whole world. But my word tonight, to first of all, the believers, amen, is that you stand on the word of God. Period. Do not compromise. See, in order for the Holy Spirit to do a great work through us, we got to obey. You see what happened at first generation of Moses now? They disobeyed God. That's why he allowed them to wander. Amen. For 40 years, but they had obeyed God. It was only an 11-day journey. Amen. So let's not allow ourselves to stay out in the wilderness, amen, because God got some great things that's already been ordained for you and for me, amen, and that's a portion. All of us have a measure of faith. Come on, amen, and God wants to work through us, amen, right now, amen, but we can't operate in fear, amen. A lot of things are happening. A lot of things, it's going to get worse before it get better, amen. But see, understand that there's a way to seem it right, which leads to hell. I got to be blunt with, amen. But there's a way, the way, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So you want to look to the hill, which comes our help, knowing that all of our help come where? From the Lord. Amen. And I want to say that Moses had a responsibility, amen, a great responsibility. And one thing I say about Moses would do whatever was necessary to try to get a word across to the children of Israel. You have pastors with the heart of Moses right now that's praying for you, fasting and praying and teaching and preaching and doing all these things, amen. What God is saying tonight is that the harvest is truly plentiful, but the labors are few. So we need some labors, amen, to repent, amen, get yourself, let's see, in verse 7, did I read verse 7? Let's see, verse 7, let me go back, amen. I get excited when I preach and teach the word, but that's okay too, amen. I read verse 6, but let me see. Deuteronomy 1, verse 6, where it says, you have stayed at this mountain long enough. Verse 7 says, this is NLT, it says, it is time to break camp and move on. Amen. So what God is saying tonight, he says, some of you has been where you at too long. Amen. And you're not obeying God. Amen. And see, just like children of Israel, they stay wandering in the wilderness, amen, for a long time. Imagine, 11 days, 40 years. 40 years, 11 days, amen. It was only 40 because there was that punishment for disobeying God. There are some things, 23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. None of us are perfect, amen. So just, that's why we ought to pray every day, Lord, forgive me for the sins that I may know I committed and the sins that I may not even know I committed. So you cover all grounds. So you want to have a clean slate. You want to be available for what the master use. Amen. So God is saying tonight, he said to me, speak to you and say, if there is a strong God that's available to you right now, amen, quit trying to do things your way. Your way, it might work. My way don't work. Amen. There's a way to seem it right. And that way will lead to death. It'll lead to hell. But Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. He's the way. I want to ask a question tonight. The children of Israel had a great leader in Moses. My question to you is, what kind of leader do you have? Do you have a leader who's willing to die for you? Moses was, even when God was speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, and God heard all the rumbling going on at the bottom of the mountain, Moses was still willing to speak to God in a way, give him another chance. Come on, somebody. Amen. He had a heart. Amen. He had a heart for the people. So what kind of leader do you have? Amen. Moses was facing death. He's facing the end of his life in these passages, amen. And the words Moses spoke to all of Israel were once again everything the Lord had commanded him to say to them, amen. Sometimes the truth hurts, amen. We don't want to hear the truth, but the truth is what got to come forth, amen. If we're going to get ourselves in that John 14, 6 and get off that Proverbs 14, 12, we got to accept truth. Amen. You need to have a man or woman of God before you that speaketh the truth. Amen. And this review, Moses began to explain God's law to the people. Amen. One reason is the sad historical that led up to this message. Amen. Years before, the Israelites had received God's law. Years before. Okay, when they departed Mount Sinai, yes, and they arrived at Kadesh Barnea. Okay? From there, they were supposed to enter the promised land and conquer it. Okay? They come through all what they come through. I remember the Red Sea and all that, right? God opened up. Amen. But they got there and they got complacent. Some of you tonight, I got to speak the word, y'all. Some of you are complacent. Amen. And you are in a place that you've been there for a long time. And some of you are wondering why you are where you at. Look at the analogy here, y'all. 11 days, 40 years, 40 years, 11 days. Amen. In your life, in my life, the same thing that God held the children of Israel responsible and accountable for applies to us too today. Amen. With everything that's going on in our nation right now. Amen. There's a way to seem it right. Come on, church. If you are of the household of faith, you got to be according to John 14, 6, not according to Proverbs 14, 12. Amen? I'm saying it, and I hope you wrote it down so you can reference it later on. Amen? Because those are the two ways, the thought way. In other words, the way that it seems right is called the thought way. Amen. Proverbs 14:12. And there is the way, which is John 14:6. Amen. These people here that come through hell high water, y'all, as you put it in our terms these days, amen. But yet, when they got there, God brought them through. Amen. But when they got there, their 40 years took place. Amen. You know why? Because the people had rebelled against the Lord, causing that it caused them not to enter the land. Amen. Therefore, God declared, well, God decreed that everyone from Moses' generation, those 20 years and older, would die in the wilderness for failing to trust him. And we got the same thing going on there, y'all. We got people, generational people. Now I'm going to speak to the older generation right now. Amen. Let's do what God said. Let's don't sit down on God. Let's do what God said so we can help our young brothers and sisters. Amen. And lead them in the way of righteousness. Amen. Because I understand who the prince of the air is. He's the devil. Amen. He's the prince of the air. And we don't give righteousness to our younger counterparts. Amen. They're going to get wrapped up, tied up. A lot of them are right now. And they will get entangled with the Proverbs 14:12, and they will operate in the John 14:6. And I want you to know, as I get ready to close the day down, there is a strong God, hallelujah, that's available unto you tonight. Available means able to be used or obtained at someone's disposal. God is able. Amen? God's able to be used if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will come in. Amen? Revelation 3:20 says, Jesus stands at the heart, knocking at your heart's door, saying, let me come in and sup with you. I want to decree tonight, trust God. Trust him. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, accept him tonight. Don't let this moment pass you by. Not let this moment pass you by. Because the children of Israel, 40 years, if they don't obey God, it would be 11 days. And they miss their blessing, y'all. People miss their blessing every day. Amen. Because we are not operating with a God consciousness. Amen. We need to seek the Lord every day, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Every day. Amen. Seek him sincerely. Humble yourself before God. Amen. Pray and pray believing. Don't pray disbelieving. Amen. The children of Israel, these children of the previous generation, needed to hear afresh how Moses' generation had failed to obey God. We got some people right now who have failed to obey God, and it has affected three and four generations because they failed. Instead of teaching them the ways of God, they're teaching them Proverbs 14:12. Amen. That's why we got so many of our young people is like a ship without a sail, been tossed to and fro because they've not been taught John 14:6. They've been taught Proverbs 14:12. So if you fit that category, it's about repenting. Turn. Tonight, turn. Amen. And ask God for forgiveness and go back and make amends with the ones who you are responsible for. Amen. It could be your wife. It could be your husband. It could be your daughter, your son, or your brother, whoever. You know who they are. It's time for a refreshing. Amen. You got a time for a renewing. Amen. Because God has a promise, and it's his word. Amen. And we want to obey God's word. Amen. There is a strong God that's available because can't nobody do me like Jesus, huh? In John 15:5, Jesus said, without me, you can't do that no way. Amen? So this is the word tonight to God's people. There is a strong God available. Just trust in the Lord their God and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:5. Amen? So we give God the praise, honor, and the glory. My word to you is to say in Deuteronomy 1:7, turn. Another translation says, get moving. Another translation says, break camp. Hallelujah. Get away from where you're at, and that's Proverbs 14:12, and get toward John 14:6. This word is for the people of God. God bless each and every one of you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, we want to say we love you tonight. We thank you. We adore you. And we just come here tonight to lift up the name of my Lord and Savior, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's someone who does not know you tonight as their first Lord and Savior. But we pray, Father God, that wherever they are, that they would accept Jesus tonight, wherever they are. And if there's someone that's out of my voice, Lord, who just has backslid, or who is just not operating in obedience, maybe they like the children of Israel who was going around that mountain, I pray, Father, tonight that they will repent, amen, and turn from the ways, Father God, and get right, get ready for a refreshing tonight, Lord Jesus. I just pray this tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, your people all over the world, the whole world, Father, you know who you are. I pray that someone, hallelujah, someone will rise up, Father God, and they will rise up and say, Lord, forgive me for my transgressions, Father God. I want to move in the direction that I need to move in, that I can be in right standing with that person, whoever they are, Father God. I'm praying in the city with them right now that they will just, Father God, just say it's time for a refreshing tonight, Father God. I thank you, I love you, and I pray, Father God, that whoever it is that need this word, that they receive this word humbly in thy sight. We ask thee, bless God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And the people of the Lord say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Yes, amen.
Thank you. our songs when you pass on the need. So I see them and as they have emergency, the city is strong. We need to feel God.
I want to say something before I pass this on to Cousin James. There's a way to seem it right to tell man. And the government make promises, and they can't keep their promises. But I want to let you know tonight that my God, your God, the Bible says that it is impossible for him to lie. He's a promise keeper. And he's available to you. He's available to me. He's a strong power. He's a strong God. Accept him tonight. We need a coalition of our genuine, as it says in John, the genuine believers, the true worshipers, it says. That's what it said, the true worshipers in John 4. They come together and lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. See you, Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. What a powerful word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. There is a strong God. Said we don't. Somebody always saying, I hear people constantly saying, we need a strong God. We have a strong God.
Come on.
He has. He has been. He is, and always will be a strong God. He is the Most High God. He is the Creator, our Heavenly Father. For those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, so we thank God for this word on tonight. Someone needs to be reminded that we serve a strong God. He's not a weak God. He's not a weakling. He is a strong God. He has a perfect track record for keeping his promises to his people. So aren't you glad to know that you serve a strong God with a capital G, not the Lord G, the God of this world, one of the gods of this world, because this world has so many different gods. But the God we serve, the God we're talking about on tonight, is the creator of all mankind, the creator of heaven and earth. This is the God we're talking about, the mighty God, Jesus Father, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus is Father, through the Holy Spirit. We're talking about God, the one and only, the mighty God. So we thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. I do want to remind the listeners on tonight, at the beginning of our opening for the program for tonight, we had a spiritual food for thought. And I do believe I need to remind the listeners on tonight what the spiritual food for thought came to us saying on tonight. And it kind of correlates with the message on tonight. It says, God sees and responds to our faith. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. It is a fact. I'm a witness. And so some of you that are saved in Jesus' name that have been walking with the Lord for a long time, you know too. And even for some of the new saints in the Lord that are new babes in Christ, you know enough about God that you see and know without a doubt, according to his word, that God sees, and not only do he see, but he responds to our faith. Our faith pleases God. Faith moves the hand of God on our behalf. Aren't you grateful tonight that we serve a strong God? Well, on tonight, I do want to say before I close out for tonight, I want to say a happy Father's Day to all the fathers on tonight around the world that are listening. I'd like to say a special happy Father's Day to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor of Greater Church of Faith Baptist Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan, on the east side of on Agnes Street. And then also I'd like to say happy Father's Day to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. He is the pastor of Morning Star Baptist Church, while I am the musician there. I'd like to say, again, happy Father's Day to my bishop, Bishop James B. Jennings, and also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., also to Pastor Kenneth E. Harris, the pastor of Detroit Bible Tabernacle. on Oakland Boulevard. We still praying for him and his daughters and their family and the loss of his wife, Sister First Lady Sister Ruthie Harris. They're still going through their bereavement. And not only them, but we want to continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. That's why the word of God lets us know that we are to encourage one another. We are instructed, according to God's word, to lift up one another in prayer. We are to always be encouragers of God, good news. We are to encourage one another in the words of the Lord, not just our opinions or our feelings, but we can't go wrong when we give someone God's word. But it's up to them to receive the word of God. It's a choice. You can receive it or reject it. The choice is yours. So we thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that you have received this word on tonight from Pastor Norman King, which is once again titled, There Is a Strong God, and I'm a living witness that our God, the God we serve, he is a strong, almighty God. And we can lean and depend on him because we know that his word lets us know that he cares for us, and we can cast all of our cares upon him. Because again, he cares for us. See, you cannot go around casting your cares upon the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, the gods of this world, because they can care less about you. They don't even know your name. They don't even know you exist. But we serve a God who do know your name. He know who you are. He know that he have a purpose for your life. Because if he didn't have a purpose for your life, you wouldn't be here. So again, we thank God that we serve an awesome, a strong God, a mighty God, the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. For those of you that are standing filling in the roles of the fathers, you may be an uncle, you may be a cousin, or you may be a mother, a woman, that the mother and the father of your household. So just like my mother, God bless her spirit and memory, and she rests in the Lord on tonight. She was my mother and my sibling's mother. She was our mother and our father. So to thank God, I still thank God for me and my siblings being allowed to know who our earthly father was, and thank God that he was saved in Jesus. So he's now resting with the Lord as well. Thank God for his life and his memory. But I thank God that we had a godly mother who was both our mother and our father. So there's a lot of people in the world today, women, that are raising children as the mother and father of the household and of the family. So we want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and all those that have the role of a father on tonight. And may God bless you to see more. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, and before I close out, I'd like to say happy Father's Day to my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who brought forth the word of God on tonight. Say happy Father's Day to him and my cousin, his brother Herman King Jr., and all of my cousins that are fathers around the country, everywhere. I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all of my relatives. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word that has gone forth on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We know that your word has gone out and it's not going to come back. It's not going to return into your voice, but it's going to accomplish everything that you have put out for it to be glorified through it on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every listener on tonight. We thank you for every father that's fulfilling their role as a father in the world today, all over the land. You know who they are and what they stand in need of. So continue to bless the fathers in the world today, Heavenly Father, that they will be the fathers that you have called them to be. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will be the godly fathers that you have anointed and appointed for them to be for such a time as this, because we know that we are truly living in the last and evil days. And if there was ever a time the world needs real fathers to stand up and be fathers, it's now. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our Father, our Heavenly Father. We even want to say happy Father's Day, Heavenly Father's Day to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank Jesus Christ, your Son, for being a father to us, for being everything. We know that without you, Heavenly Father, we can do nothing. And we know that with you, all things are possible. We thank you that there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do, because all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So now, again, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being who you are, We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Help us to always to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from you, the Father of lights. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by this word that came forth from Pastor Norman King. And I pray that we will continue to lift each other up in prayer, continue to encourage one another in the words of the Lord, and continue to let your light so shine that men, women, boys, and girls around the world will see your good works. And guess what? God will be glorified through you and the works of your hands. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.